Wednesday's hearing concentrated on the neighborhood plan for Highland Estates in the revised Snyderville General Plan. Robinson said it was a good meeting and got all opinions out in the open.
Those kind of meetings are generally quite cathartic, I think, for people that have lived next to each other for years, in some cases decades, and they've gotten along, and then there's controversy, and they have to kind of come to a neutral arbitrator to air their grievances.
At a previous public hearing in August, the council heard mostly from the small contractors in the neighborhood who had operated there for years, although they don't fit with Highland Estates' rural residential zoning. Robinson said later they realized they had just heard from one side at that point.
We were trying to be empathetic. We only heard one side of the story at that point, and so we left that meeting thinking, well, maybe we should postpone any enforcement action or call a timeout, let's say, and see if we can make some adjustments. But like in many instances, the word didn't get out on a broad scale, and so we were hearing from just a minority or one side of it. I don't know, you know, that there's, I don't know, I don't want to say minority, but we just heard one side. Last night we heard both sides.
We asked Robinson if the existing contractors there will be grandfathered or simply prohibited. He said that's not answered by the general plan description of the neighborhood, which was tweaked by some language that Robinson added.
We acknowledge that there are a number of home-based and other commercial businesses or commercial activities that have established in Highland Estates, some of which may not be conforming to the code, and that a goal of the plan should be to address those that aren't conforming. It doesn't grandfather anything. That's a whole nother discussion. I think we'll have a hard time grandfathering them, but as I've thought about it since last night, I think maybe we should have a work session on the definition of home-based businesses and see if, you know, just open it up and have a discussion on that. I don't know where it would go.
The current description of an allowed home-based business is pretty limiting.
So you basically work in your home. You've got to get a business license if it's Class 1, and you've got to get a low-impact permit if it's Class 2. You can have, like, one vehicle and one employee. You can't have any outside storage. You can't have equipment. You can't have extra vehicles or materials stored. It's got to look like a home. You know, it can't have the appearance of something else, and so it's pretty narrow and pretty limited right now.
Robinson acknowledged the county's enforcement in Highland Estates against contractor businesses over the years has been basically reactive.
We have a small enforcement staff, and we have tended to be more reactionary. In other words, we react to complaints, and we don't go out and have the SS travel the neighborhood and look for violations. That hasn't been the way we've done it. And for a long time, and unfortunately it's changed, but for a long time this neighborhood was sort of self-policing. They lived and let live and kept things within certain bounds that made it so that they didn't get into controversy.
The problem, he said, is that some home-based business outgrows its neighborhood.
In theory, you start out with a small business that can comport with the home-based laws. And as you're more successful and grow, you grow out of that, and then you have to go and get commercial space. I mean, it's like the solo practitioner attorney that does fine in his home office, but now he wants to build a firm, and he brings on associates and secretaries and paralegals, and he's got to rent space.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KBCW, I'm Rick Broth.